Blog Talk Radio.
Your will be done.
brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we are back again. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host tonight, Edemiah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministry. So very thankful to the Most High indeed for the opportunity to be back with you here again. This blessed Shabbat. Speak these very precious words. Said very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. For he's told me indeed, these words which I speak to you are very precious, but they are only for the most humble soul. For a prophet sent and appointed to speak what others would not. And a prophet, my brothers and sisters, is appointed to speak, but so often others would refuse to hear. The Most High has told me that indeed I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me because of what I must do, he told me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection. Yes, his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things. He told me I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy from the minds of men forever. Nevertheless, we hold wise. We know the promise. The scriptures declare that surely Messiah must come. Surely for the refreshing, the remembrance, the restoration. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, of all things. Yes, indeed, concerning all things, the Most High has spoken by mouth of his holy prophets since world began, that there might be a common sense of covenant and understanding among all his people. With reverence, my brothers and sisters, with reverence for an irrevocable and eternal word. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. The Most High does not change. He will not deny himself. We must therefore surely study to show ourselves approved as workmen that need not be ashamed. Yes, I said it, workmen. Men who perform the works of the Most High. Transcended the misconceits and false imaginings of this world. As workmen that need not be ashamed, even as his workmanship unto a perfect work. And yes, indeed, it said, though we exist in the midst of a world bombarded by provocations, temptations, after a multitude of fallen standards on every side, still faith must have its perfect work. I said, still faith must have its perfect work. We must still seek fruition. My brothers and sisters, in all things the Most High has declared. Surely then, my brothers and sisters, we must understand what the scriptures mean when it says, double-minded man, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. But we be scattered among the nations, among a multitude of denominations, we must discern the truth. I said we must discern the truth. For the wages of sin, the wages of unbelief, is not life, my brothers and sisters. If we are saved, made whole, made one, taught the way of the kingdom, through the gift, the grace of the Most High, because we have faith in His wisdom, then surely then, my brothers and sisters, we must come to discern. We must discern the truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, and we were already told in advance, long ago, we were told in advance. Yes, we were told in advance that Messiah would come saying, bind the testimony, seal the law among his disciples. Even going as far as to say that whoever will not reckon all things according to his word, not discerning that the fullness of a word is the constancy of a covenant. He said that whoever will not hearken to his word, there's no light in them. What does this mean? We were told in advance, my brothers and sisters, that when the fullness of the word, a word that gives attention, consideration, reverence, and respect, all the Most High spoken. He said, when such a word is revealed, it's going to be a stumbling block to many, because he said, if they don't hearken to this word, they have no light in them. In fact, the scripture said point blank in Isaiah 8 and 9. You need to read it from 9, 8 and 9, particularly after 8 and 9, about 9 and 8. He said, when that fullness of word is revealed, it will be a stumbling block to both the houses of Israel. And if it's a stumbling block to Israel, what is it, my brothers and sisters? What is this fullness of a word to the multitude of nations standing upon a multitude of fallen standards? And fallen standards because they weren't willing to speak the whole truth. For if indeed man had believed to obey the whole truth of the Most High, all the multitude of divisions, contentions, warfare, and exploitations of man, refusing to recognize that there's just one Savior. Well, let's just say these divisions wouldn't exist. I said these divisions, all these contentions, false gods, false concept of salvation, a multitude of denominations, 45,000 denominations across the world, though there be only one Savior. All this exploitation would not exist. Got a very, very powerful word. Very powerful word that needs to be spoken tonight, my brothers and sisters. And I must tell you that this word, and I have to tell you tonight, very much reflects what the Most High declared as a burden that he places upon the true prophet. And I must tell you, for the importance of this word, that I fear for you all. Father knows that I prayed unto him for your hearing, discretion, and strength concerning these things. The type of message I have to deliver tonight. Praying, my brothers and sisters, for a readiness in your heart, ability to perceive, understand, reckon, and reason together concerning the tantamount importance of this cumulative word. For Yah knows. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, I know too that the words that I have to relate tonight are of such importance that I know that those who will not receive it will indeed perish. They will, in fact, as Messiah said, die in their sins, die in their suppositions, die perish in their pretenses, perish for unbelief. Did you not hear me, my brothers and sisters? I said that when Messiah said, when the cumulative word is spoken, binding all the testimony, sealing all the law, put it all together, it'll be a stumbling block to me. Many across both houses of Israel and Judah, even to discern, my brothers and sisters, the difference between the children of light and the children of darkness. As I said before, Most High know that I have indeed prayed for the readiness and strength and discretion of my people for a message of this measure of importance. But like I said, I know if you don't receive it, whoever will not receive it will perish in his sins, perish in unbelief, perish out of the suppositions of a pluralist, contentious, unbelieving world. Many, my brothers and sisters, trusting in idolatry because, quite frankly, they did not accept this true word of faith. The idol, my brothers and sisters, is a deception. Idols are misimaginations of man. 45,000 denominations where only one path is salvation must be a multitude of damnations, must be a multitude of deceptions. In fact, my brothers and sisters, must be mass exploitation. Men taking advantage of those who don't know the truth. Men taking advantage, my brothers and sisters, of one another in a world where men, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, have sought to exploit one another, even making it their avocation to do so. Because men have not known the righteousness of Yah, my brothers and sisters, men have also not submitted to the righteousness of Yah, but sought to exalt themselves in their vanities. I can only make it very simply plain. And we've talked about this before. The grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, think about it. I've said it before. The grace of Yah reveals indeed what is the law of the Most High, for without the knowledge of his law. I say without the knowledge of his law. How shall men transcend the false prophets? Shall man's trust in a lie be his deliverance? And indeed, my brothers and sisters, like I said, there's just one salvation. 45,000 denominations may exist in the world, but that does not mean that the Most High is pleased with it. He told me if I could look at all these contentions and believe that they are a manifestation of his spirit, he said I couldn't be a disciple unto him. I dare to say the same thing, neither can you. So far from faith not to believe that Yah is one, my brothers and sisters, to believe that he accepts 45,000 and counting more and more degraded, deviant, and defiant misideals, to believe that they are the result of his spirit and something that he has created and sanctioned. My brothers and sisters, a massive blasphemy, a great provocation against the sanctity of the holy name. Meaning there's a lot of pretenders out here, my brothers and sisters. We talked on last evening that the scriptures ultimately relate in Romans. I said Romans, we talked about a bit of 9 and 10. Really says that faith to know who and what to believe has to come by hearing a word from Yah. Because quite frankly, out of 45,000 denominations, you think that just because somebody said, believe me, and you did it, that means you were delivered from the deceiver? Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. To discern who and what to believe is indeed a gift. In fact, it is a grace from the Most High. So it means that faith comes by hearing They put down hearing by word of Yah, but it means faith, my brothers and sisters, to know who and what to believe. That, my brothers and sisters, comes by hearing, even a call, a promise, a word of confirmation that comes from the Most High. We talked on last evening how Isaiah said, "Our Lord, who's heard the echoes of our voice?" And that verse continuing on to say, "And to whom, if you will, the outstretched arm of the Most High is revealed." And that scripture, my brothers and sisters, talks about one who comes forth, and the scriptures say concerning him that his vision is not like unto the Son of Men, sons of men. It says even furthermore, my brothers and sisters, because of him, kings should shut their mouths. In other words, the mouths of kings should be shut. How about even that, my brothers and sisters, no one would buy their filthy, counterfeit doctrine or merchandise anymore. Kings' mouths would be shut up in shame. All men discerning their neglect because of him. For that which they had not considered, the people shall be made to consider. So it says, to whom is the, whom will believe our report? Speaking of Messiah in the last days, my brothers and sisters. Who will believe our report, and to whom is the arm of the Most High, the outstretched arm, calling men to salvation, call men to completion is revealed. How about, my brothers and sisters, that we discern that Messiah gave his life, that men discerning that their rulers had crucified a righteous man, that men might discern that they indeed must transcend the unrighteousness of their rulers, else they shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Because it means that after such unrighteousness, if you would perpetuate it, it means you too would be found guilty. Let's just say so unstable that in your blindness, you might too be found easily an enemy against Yah for lack of discretion. Men, my brothers and sisters, are seeing that Messiah himself has been resurrected. And the scriptures talk about many that were also resurrected at the time of his giving up his spirit upon the stake. Many seeing such things, my brothers and sisters, and understand that a righteous one had been persecuted, began to believe, knowing that they had to be then purged of their trust in the unjust, that they might indeed, my brothers and sisters, have an opportunity to be raised in conscience unto justice. Indeed, what is righteousness? They ask the question, since they discern that what they had been taught had been unrighteousness. For what righteous one would crucify or persecute a righteous one? Light does not deny light, my brothers and sisters. So understand what is the point. The people discerned they needed a greater righteousness. The apostles told them, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, for the remission of sins. In other words, be purged of the misconceits of your rulers, confessing the greater righteousness of Yah as be found in Messiah. Attest to the fact that the ruler of the world has been foolish, that you might become wise then, my brothers and sisters. Recognize the folly of this world, that you might be taught. For while men continue to believe in misconceits of this world, well, what the Messiah said, the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Those who still want to call wise the virtues of this world, refusing to believe that Yah is one, it's all afar from faith. Say, how can he teach you if you refuse to believe that he is one? If you refuse to believe that he upholds but one standard and choose to want to believe that he upholds many, how could you believe him? How could you be taught by him? Understanding, my brothers and sisters, that a multitude of diverse standards is not true to the will of one. It is a fall from faith in what he says the first command of all. That we must respect him as one. It's also a fall from favor, my brothers and sisters, because to trust in a multitude of diverse standards and unbelief is to curse the very holy name and swear by the holy name unto vanity, emptiness, worthlessness, short-sighted standards, a multitude of curses, damnation. And yes, my brothers and sisters, leave many minds gullible and easily all the more deceived, making them partakers in a vast web to see across this entire globe. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and I pray you will understand. 45,000 denominations, only one standard viable. And my brothers and sisters, for a long time, it didn't say that it would even be present. Scriptures talk about a great falling away from faith, because how about falling away from former truth? Even falling from the gift of the Spirit that would help men to retain it. But men did not welcome the truth with love. Therefore, they left to a strong delusion they should believe a lie. Believe me, brothers and sisters, you can't see the door to completion. And everybody's in bondage. And no one is free. No one is free from the deceiver. Where none discerns where they've been tricked unto unrighteousness, and there's no salvation after any complete standard. So the Most High, my brothers and sisters, by his grace, my brothers and sisters, let's put it this way, by his grace the Most High then reveals his law, that you be not subject to deceivers. And if he does not show you beyond the multitude of deceits that exist in this world. And that's why the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. So you have to be subject to false prophets who cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform the will of the Father. If he does not show you beyond all these deceptions. My brothers and sisters, you are subject to those who would exploit you in your ignorance, cause you to perish in your sin, forever. And my brothers and sisters, the very fact that there are some 45,000 denominations across 280 something odd nations in this world is evident that a whole lot of folks are going to be quite shocked, because they trusted the rulers. In fact, they trusted a system that by innate nature is exploitation. They trusted rulers, my brothers and sisters, to tell them things that the scriptures already say in advance that the rulers being exploited would not. But quite frankly, if the Most High, I repeat, does not show you, or you are not willing to receive the word of truth, discern beyond all those who swear falsely or swear by the name of the Most High, but not to perform the fullness of his will. If he doesn't show you beyond them, my brothers and sisters, you are left to be exploited by those who take advantage of your ignorance and who take advantage of the souls that would be fatally flattered, seeking comfort in their vanity. Like I said, the scripture says many, not discerning the righteousness of Yah, seek to establish their own righteousness. How about the unrighteousness? Hey, oftentimes even are willing to pay folk to defend what is absolutely nothingness before Yah. What's the scripture say? I told you in advance, if you don't hearken to me, your worship is in vain. Most High told me that anything I hear, anything I read, anything I see, anything that I would perceive in this world. He told me, check it out with him first, if somebody make a fool of me. Things are not as they seem. So Scripture says Messiah will not judge according to what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, and with the breath of his lips. How about because he proceeds from a higher place? The breath of his lips, with his testimony, his exceeding testimony that others would not speak. His testimony that reproves all unrighteousness and all efforts on the part of men to persuade men. He says, by the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, the lawless. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I hope you hear me. Indeed, I pray to the Most High that the hearts be ready to receive these words. For I know, Yah, even as Yah knows, that the spirit or the soul of a man not prepared to receive these words perish, for these words are necessary that the soul of man be made whole. It's a word you can't turn back from. You see, the scripture said, if a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, no more sacrifice to be made for his sin. And he's ready for the fire of the nation that consumes the adversary. You see the truth, reasonably see the truth, and you turn back from this truth. Scripture says, my soul shall have no delight in him, whoever does this. Hear my brothers and sisters, the Most High knows the preciousness of the words he gives. Indeed he does. And just like the apostle Shaul, in his context, what he said Messiah came to redeem man ultimately from the misconceits of this world. He said, I fear for some of you. I fear for you that all my work you. Well, he said, I pray that it has not been in vain. Why? But many had an opportunity to see indeed what is the gospel. But they went back to weak and beggarly principles. Shown reason and understanding reason, they chose not to receive it. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, such is the nature or what the Apostle Shaul was saying. They called him Paul in the first chapters of Romans. If you notice, when he talked about sin, he didn't specifically relate any particular command. He relates sin, my brothers and sisters, and whatever is in departure from the natural order of things, as the Most High declared it from the beginning. And he declared then, whatever man has done, exchange the truth of Yah from lies, or exchanging the command of the Most High, of the order of the Most High, exchanging the knowledge of it, to walk after ultimately what is his own reprobate, a sense of desire to abuse. God said, exchanging the truth of Yah for lies, men were left reprobate without a covenant. Be without a covenant, my brothers and sisters, be without the hope of life. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, we said not under law but under grace? It really meant, my brothers and sisters, not under any of the exploited systems of this world. For the Most High has revealed greater truth that you need not be deceived. Because I tell you, my brothers and sisters, many of them who have robbed both Yah and man, men taking their riches, as the scripture says, Isaiah 30, on the back of camels, refusing to hear the counsel of the Most High. Hey, stuck. I know it sounds hard to put it that way, but somebody put it to me like this is stuck on stupid. Stagnant. Sitting still. Not growing. Refusing to hear the instruction of the Most High. False sons. The Most High told in advance his worship is in vain. He's under nothing with which he is pleased. How many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to understand what the Most High told me? He said, either I seek all his will, or you can stop right now. Messiah said, think not that he comes to destroy the law or disorder in any way the law of the prophets. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah, who's believed it.
He said, the wages of sin, trusting in a multitude of worldly fallen standards. And believe me, every one of these fallen standards is exactly that, sin. Any doctrine or belief out there that won't take in consideration all things the Most High spoke by the prophets. My brothers and sisters, every single one of them is sin. He said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of Yah, and let's just say the guidance that the Most High grants, as you might discern what indeed His will, that is eternal life. Or how about, my brothers and sisters, an opportunity to be made whole, that in all things you be amongst those having the power to agree in Him. He said, without that, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said, he who dies without the law perishes without the law. What law, my brothers and sisters, people believe that's talking about? The law of this world established, or let's just say the influence of this world. Scripture says the spirit of the power of disobedience compels men not to trust unto the absolute will of Yah or seek to obey the absolute will of Yah. Because guess what? People turn around and say, hey, if I can't get what I want here, I go somewhere else. My brothers and sisters, there's nowhere else you can get or attain to the hope of salvation. I repeat again. Besides that, the spirit of truth the world would not receive. Meaning those who did not seek to obey Him. And say, if you love me, keep my commandments. Obey, honor, uphold the integrity of my commands. He said, spirit of truth the world will not receive. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments and I reveal myself. He didn't say He revealed Himself then to the double-minded, the worldly, who didn't want the absolute truth. Same thing Yaakov said. He said, though you be amidst the multitude of provocations and temptations of this world, fallen standards, He said, faith still must have its perfect work. That's not double-mindedness. That's steadfastness. But my brother says, He's not going to establish His kingdom upon a multitude of corrupt misideal. If the Most High does not show you how to see beyond those who hide the truth from you, it was indeed a fall from faith. We talked last night about how, my brothers and sisters, the book of Romans talked about men having the law but not attaining to its righteousness because they didn't seek it by faith. Like I said, does anybody believe that anybody could attain to the righteousness of all the Most High intends by the statements of His law? Does he believe that he can do it after the presumptuousness of his flesh? My brother says that law does not just bring one, but all unto one peace and one righteousness. If not, my brother says, what men have trusted is not justice. And he said all Israel must be justified, even glorified. How about corrected? That all reason is one. Anything else, my brother says, is not the gospel. It's bondage to somebody subordinate, polluted, partial, perverse, defiant standards the Most High could never accept as being faithfulness unto Himself. He said the wages of sin, the wages of trusting in the misorder that is in this world, the false allegiances, the prideful self-righteousness and the selfish ambitions and the greed of men to trust in this debate and doubt that is not the result of the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, reproving all sin. He said, the wages, my brothers and sisters, of trusting in such deceitfulness is not life but death. The wages of unbelief, my brothers and sisters, is death, the gift of Yah. How about the gift of discerning what to believe and who to believe? It's a gift from Yah. The apostle in Romans said, all called upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. But he said, how can they hear if they not have... How can they hear without a preacher? And he was talking about a time the Messiah would appear. And indeed, the scripture said at that time that there was none who preached the gospel. How can they hear the gospel if there's none to preach it? And he said, not all who claim to have heard, not who have claimed to, have actually heard the preaching of the gospel. Me and my brothers and sisters need to be very, very careful. Very careful. Say, all called upon the name of the Most High. He said, in Jerusalem shall be deliverance from the remnant whom the Most High has called. They took out Joel 2:32 from you. So you wouldn't add it up what it really means. Hey, he talked about the idea about Messiah being the end of trust in this fatalistic warfare, contention, debate, and doubt, deception, exploitation of the ignorant for those who believe in him. That he revealed, my brothers and sisters, the truth, that you might be free from those who hide it from you, that you might be free from those who would exploit you in your ignorance, already knowing you stand upon a faulty foundation. They teach you half-truth. They might as well be outright, flat-out lies. In fact, they are, because guess what? At the end of the day, they never tell you the whole truth, and they leave you in a snare, and guess what? Cause many to be total, complete proponent, in love, even. Diligent for everything they think they know, for what would never make them whole. And with such as this, my brothers and sisters, for as much as men have been deceived, the Most High can't be pleased. Because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, how does a man prove himself entirely true unto the Most High after any man's partial standard, when the ones who uphold the partial standard themselves are under a curse, cursing many others, blinding others, and they themselves have never proved themselves steadfast nor worthy? The Apostle Shaul didn't just presume anything. He said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. My judge, the Most High, saying Messiah would ultimately come at the behest of the Most High to reveal the hidden things that most have not considered. And then shall it be known for certain who it is that praises Yah. Every man should know how. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who have believed in him, might not perish in their partialities, selfish ambitions, exploitations of the ignorant, the unwise, the unscrupulous. Who have believed in him might not perish under false prophets, my brothers and sisters, who keep people divided after false and contentious doctrine. Who believes in him might not perish. They have an opportunity unto everlasting life, proving themselves steadfast unto Yah once and forevermore. Blessed are they who will understand this, my brothers and sisters, why it says, those who have done good works will come into the light. Those who desire to do what is right will come into the light. But those who did not, my brothers and sisters, will not come into the light, lest their work should be reproved. For the word of Yah is living and sharp and two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, able to tell the thoughts and intents of the heart. He said, many had the law but did not seek it by faith, did not realize they needed to understand all these things. In Hebrews it said, because of this they provoked the Most High. Hey, compromised because there were others that were slothful. And the scripture said, because of this their bones lay in the wilderness. Do you not understand, my brothers and sisters, the Shabbat that was established under men being made whole unto the Most High is very serious business. The distractions that men allow, the false doctrine men allow, he said he doesn't want to hear any idle words. None of the deceptions, my brothers and sisters, that act as an obstacle against men to serve the greater truth. And yes, I hear about a whole lot of folks out here claiming they keep the Shabbat. They claim they keep the feast, but their words, my brothers and sisters, are empty. The words, my brothers and sisters, are not sufficient to make any man whole. Their words fall short of the mark. And Messiah said, if you deny or dishonor, or follow after someone who dishonors the law or the prophets in any way, he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of God. Who believes it? Scripture says Messiah is going to come for the restitution of all things. According to all spoken by the prophets since the world began, whoever will not hearken to him shall be cut off from among the people. Who knows to believe it enough to prepare? Hey, it says in Moshe's time they had the law, they had the gospel preached to them. It was not mixed with faith. Did they really believe Moshe? What did Moshe say? Do not say who has gone up to heaven to bring down this world, or who has gone down to raise Messiah up, they said. The way they put it in the Romans. In other words, trust that the Most High, in Paul's time, he was talking about that he was indeed sent as apostle to preach this word. But did all believe, my brothers and sisters, and do all even believe all things said by the apostles? Do all believe, my brothers, did all believe what the Most High gave through Moshe? If they had believed, I see a lot of things would have been a little bit different. People would have attained righteousness unto the inheritance of the land. And they would have inherited the land to remain on it forever. I, my brothers and sisters, don't see the idea of all believing fully and completely all that was said by the apostles. How many believe that Yeshua, my brothers and sisters, is the one whom Yah raised from the dead, as was prophesied, that men might prepare discerning the wickedness of their rulers according to a righteousness exceeding that of the status quo? That's faith in his blood. He gave his life, saying, if I do not go, the comforter will not come. Think about it. If men are not prepared to accept the greater righteousness of Yah, why would the comforter or the Holy Spirit come to teach all things and people didn't realize even a need to discern such? Messiah gave his life that men might finally discern the need to receive a testimony they didn't even know they needed. How many will catch on to this, my brothers and sisters? As I said before, it's evident that the world has fallen from faith because men have not trusted Yah as one. It's evident that men have fallen from the grace of Yah because not trusting in Yah as one and trusting in a multitude of pluralities, the double-mindedness and the intrusions of this world. That because we see 45,000 denominations, men trusting apparently in a multitude of lies, that's not the grace of the Most High, my brothers and sisters. That's not the gift of Yah. So what does it say? We understand that those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis know the scripture says because man did not welcome the truth of love, he was given over to a strong delusion, causing many to believe a lie, preferring unrighteousness. Tell you it is so. And the scripture said basically they will continue to lie and exploit, establishing counterfeit pretense, causing men to believe a lie and false righteousness after abundances of false prophets. My brother says, open to Messiah himself to a shallow come, to expose it all by the spirit of his mouth, by his exceeding testimony of great understanding. But my brothers and sisters, the scripture said Messiah comes to prove foolish the wisdom of the wisdom that men call wise. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me long ago that were remain, in fact, damn fools, he called them. He said, because no matter how much you reason with them, they still want to believe a lie rather than recognize how much they have been deceived. Now, you can see a whole world divided, 45,000 different ways, who knows how many subsets are amongst those. Everybody got their own opinion. Wow. Not by the Holy Spirit. But still want to believe it is. That was Moses had told me, if I could look at all these contentions and believe that's the work of his spirit, I could not be a disciple unto him. I had to. We must realize that the Most High guides his people, that they don't speak these illusions. Do not sin because the seed of Yah is in them. In other words, something the Most High put in them compels them not to lie and also directs them with a comprehensive knowledge, even if they don't realize entirely just yet themselves, the comprehensive nature of their words, guides them to speak yet conformant with what to be given beginning to eternity. It's still yet the truth. But how many of my brothers and sisters are ready to understand that?
Society never gave anybody a license to lie based upon ignorance. But he gave man an opportunity to receive the knowledge of the truth, that he may not lack, or the remnant of Israel must speak no lie to no iniquity. Who believes that? Come on, my brothers and sisters. Prophecies say that Messiah is going to judge men according to all spoken by the prophets since the world began. Why are we called by spirit unto remembrance? But that we might be one covenanted people across the course of many ages. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who don't believe that. How can you begin to harness, my brothers and sisters, of power? You don't even believe it's possible. Come on, people. It's time to understand. It's time to discern the truth. Because without faith, to seek obedience to the fullness of all righteousness, this is an insult, even an allegiance, unto blasphemy, my brothers and sisters. Allegiance, my brothers and sisters, to all men of unrighteousness, and such as not gain divine favor under full understanding. And it's a full understanding we must have, that we all agree as one. When many say they believe, the question is how many agree with what the Most High has declared. We must agree in if we're going to have a covenant with Him. Again, my brothers and sisters, to miss the door is to have no hope for escape. There's only one. Messiah declared who he is in the prophecies. He gave attention to those prophecies at Revelation 22:16. Concerning who he is, he says, the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. Oh, if men only understood today what impact that word had to sense things in the minds of the people of the East. Today, for most, that mean those words mean little next to nothing. Most have hardly any clue at all what he meant. But the one who is called the Morning Star is also called King of the Medes, King of the East, Righteous One from the East, Angel from the Rising Sun, Son of Righteousness that arises, sunrise, the branch. Lord, our righteousness. So much prophets are concerned to him over and over again that he would bring it into this Babylon, into this confusion. And my brothers and sisters, those who seek to hold on to it, the scriptures often say they are already damned. But they did not believe in the name of the only begotten Son. They did not believe, my brothers and sisters, in the name, the testimony, the contract, or the name, my brothers and sisters, with regard to all that the contract verifies, or that it's verified, and that the Most High, looking upon it, would sign it. Believe me, he's not going to sign his name to anything that's contrary to his will. But how many of my brothers and sisters are ready to believe this? The wages of sin, trust in the multitude of pluralities, is not trust in Yah as one. And the end result of this, my brothers and sisters, is not a covenant at all, but just most of the misopinions. I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that whoever cannot believe all the prophecies concerning the one called the Righteous One from the East, the pure East, you can look at my website. All who cannot believe that he comes and will reprove all the rulers who still seek to trust in some of the partialities that are taught, the faulty foundation by taught by those who never knew Messiah by such titles or such prophecy, such magnificent prophecy. All those, my brothers and sisters, who still seek to trust in the frailties, misconceits, of those who would dare to believe, well, if they never attained the righteousness, Messiah gave his life so that the ignorant men uphold as a result of bondage and complicity in bondage. Hey, they who believe that Messiah gave his life so all manner of standards after a broken covenant could still be called wise. Whoever can believe that, my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Well, they can't possibly reason together with Yah. Think about it. If man could be justified after a multitude of partial standards, where's peace? Where's absolution? Where's the cessation for a lie? You don't know, my brothers and sisters, how to see beyond those who lie to you. You are in bondage. Like I said, ever since the garden, man was tricked to believe that he could defy divine will and the end result not be death or demise. And look what he got it. Kicked out of the garden and had lived there who knows how long. Then all of a sudden, not believe. Most High came and even told him, from dust you came and dust you shall return. We talked the other night about the Shabbat. Definitely unto seeking completion. But man does not seek completion in the time the Most High declared, and a remembrance of all things the Most High has declared, that all might come to the fruition of the faith. The men don't discern just how important that is. Scripture says they spoke in idle words, did not say they would gain the inheritance. How many are prepared to understand that? How many understood it of old? Like I said, how many are prepared to understand it now? I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, if they will believe they know the Messiah, that they know the Savior, they will believe, who believe that they do, and resist the testimony concerning Messiah, the righteous one from the east, the King of the east, the angel from the rising sun, Lord our righteousness, and all things that are said concerning that one, who reproved and having been unrighteous, all the kings, all the priests, and all the prophets, who will not discern that he comes, my brother says, not from the sky, he appeared at first from the city, and he could even say him from the body of my mother, as the Most High made mention of his name, called him to his purpose, as declared by his name, for the Most High calls nothing what it is not. He does not call anything what he does not intend it for it to be. By declaring one by name, my brothers and sisters, he declares not only his purpose, but he declares
90 seconds.
Absolute fruition, according to all that he must be for divine purpose. Who will understand these things in his time? Because if they didn't tell you that the ones who will not uphold this thing were all deceivers, and you did not know to expect one who will prove them all, what does the scripture say? God is here to them that are lost. But they not only hear from you the gospel, they hear from you the one who revealed it. It's prophesied to reveal it. Many of my brothers and sisters, the gospel was here. Is still yet being hid. As I said to you before, the stone which the builders rejected must become the chief stone of the corner. Until this day, they're still rejecting that chief cornerstone. That for it to become the chief stone of the corner, the present temples must fall. But they didn't tell you that. But they didn't, my brothers and sisters. They left you the massive deceit. www.hiddengospel.com. You need it, my brothers and sisters. Articles like Early Church Origin, Secret City, Remember the Promise. You need it all. Early Church Origin. Wow. You need it all, my brothers and sisters. To his praise always, my brothers and sisters. I thank you all for listening, and hallelujah! Yes, articles like... Great Tribulation. Article with regard to tribulation.
70 to 365 AD. Four early centuries of great tribulation, you need it all. And I know my brothers and sisters also will not receive it. When I receive this and respect this as a word of love, will perish. But my brothers and sisters, those who will receive it, y'all willing to discern the path of life. To the glory of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to the glory of Him who proved that He will uphold all His word. It was even said in Isaiah 46 concerning this one called the ravenous bird from the east. He said, I have purposed it, I have declared it, I will surely do it. If they don't tell you about those prophecies, and they don't tell you, you would understand as the one who destroyed this confusion. My brothers and sisters, they have only exploited you after vanity. For the scriptures say, they turn aside those who were turned to Him and led men astray from His ordinances, if they have not kept them. And men indeed have robbed both Yah and man. But men not discerning these things with this great expectation have trusted in their own righteousness, and their unrighteousness has caused many to perish. Robbed both Yah and men, my brothers and sisters. Who then will be willing to believe the truth that you might be redeemed? To His praise always, hallelujah! Let His word be heard.
You got-